Hello and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I am Jordan Patswell. Today, joining me in studio is Saul Peltier with the Saskatchewan Indian Institute of Technologies. He's a job coach with SIIT. Saul, it's great to have you back at The Rock, and people may remember you. You are an Aboriginal showcase, what probably feels like many years ago, but welcome back to The Rock 98.5. It's great to have you here today.
Good morning. Thank you, Jordan.
Well, first off, for starters, tell us all about the Saskatchewan Indian Institute of Technologies for those who have maybe have not even heard a thing about what it's all about.
Well, the SIIT Institute here in Yorkton is a technical and trade school, but we also have an academic SIIT portion to us where we offer different programs. For us particularly, we offer industry and trade programming.
Okay. Well, for those then that are just finishing, I guess, secondary school, it's kind of like post-secondary education, ultimately?
It is, but it's open to everybody.
Okay.
Not just graduating students coming out of high school. Somebody that's looking to make a career change would come through us. Somebody that wants to kind of update current skills comes to us. It's pretty broad.
Now, there are campuses all over Saskatchewan, correct?
There is, and we're governed by the First Nations reserves in Saskatchewan.
Okay, excellent. And with that, too, just with being all over the province and different campuses, with classes, how does that work? Is it a lot of distance education where people all over Saskatchewan are watching something centralized? Are there professors in each campus? How does that all look?
Well, through SIIT, we kind of wanted to strategically place our career centers in places of need and demand. So there's a trade center in Regina, for instance, Saskatoon, Yorkton, obviously, Prince Albert. So we're kind of spread abroad. And for the most part, our trade centers host programming right in the building, right in the career centers. So there's for distance learning. You know, people are encouraged to just come into the center so they get the hands-on training.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's just it. It seems like that's a very practical approach for people, is to learn those skills firsthand. I know sometimes it's a criticism that people maybe have about sometimes if they go about a degree at university, there's all these things that they learn that really, when it comes down to it, is it all that relevant to the career that they're about to engage in? Often with things like trade schools, learning about these technologies, it's really hands-on practical learning of what they're actually going to use in the field.
You know, I couldn't say it better. That's exactly what it is. We offer training that is direct, industry direct training. Mm-hmm. So the information that they're going to receive, the practicums that they go through, the learning skills that they go through are all industry based. So mm-hmm. Our programs are made for individuals to come through it and be immediately employable to whatever particular trade that they're looking at.
Now, how long do some of these courses take? And let's talk about some of them that are available to people through the Saskatchewan Indian Institute of Technologies.
They can range from 1 week training sessions to 14 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
They include different things like currently we're holding a ASP. It's called Automotive Service Preparation course.
Okay.
It's a 12-week course. We have a shop in the career center. The guys come in, they get the hands-on learning. You know, they're changing oil, they're doing tire balancing, they're learning about motors. Mm-hmm. There's some portions are some in class, some in shop, and then there's practicums that we add to these programs as well.
Yeah, well, let's talk about some of those practicums. Give us an example. Is it people working in this case like an auto body shop as an example?
Right. So we have really good partners that have partnered with us to allow our students to get on-the-job experience. Mm-hmm. One of them would be Terry Rutinsky's Royal Ford.
Okay.
He's been great with us, worked with us over the years. He's got 8 of our guys already that he's taken on just to come in, apprenticeship basically under the guys that he's got working there so they can get that on-the-job practical experience for mm-hmm. what they want to do next.
Now, and that's just it in terms of what is next. For some, it hopefully, ultimately the end goal is to get job, employment, careers, something that they can do to sustain themselves or their families. Beyond that, though, too, it could also lead to more training, perhaps, maybe a SIAS or something bigger such as that, any technical college for that matter, too. It could go there.
Of course. And, you know, we have good partnerships with Parkland College as well.
Mm-hmm.
We're not just about this is my bad guy. You know, we want to, we genuinely want to see these individuals succeed. And mm-hmm. wherever that leads them, wherever they're going forward, as a job coach in particular, that's where I'm going to guide them to.
No, that's excellent.
With the guys coming through, it's like you said, they get that on-the-job experience, but at the same time, there's opportunity for more.
Mm-hmm.
We have indentureship programs.
Okay.
There's incentives there where an employer can take on a guy, apprentice him, and, you know, a portion of his salary would be paid.
So oh, great.
We're not just get him trained, get him out. It's an ongoing relationship, and we're about building bridges between employers and clients.
Mm-hmm. No, that's awesome. And I love the title that you have as job coach. Tell us a bit more about what your day-to-day is like.
Well, I take clients, do client intakes on a day-to-day basis, and it ranges from people coming in interested about some of the programming that we have, individuals that don't have much experience within the workforce coming in and asking, like, I don't know how to make a resume.
Mm-hmm.
So from that basic to people that are already in careers that are looking to further that, that want to get indentured, say, or mm-hmm. become an apprentice, or that have a specific skill set but need something else that, that they want to attach to it. And so the services that I provide are broad, and they range from, you know, the different clientele that come in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my job to assess this individual basically and see their what are your long-term career goals? What do you want to do? What do you want to do for schooling?
Yeah.
Et cetera. And based on the information that I require from that, help these individuals achieve those goals.
Yeah. Now, for some, cost is a prohibiting factor. It's like they'd love to further along their education, but things get in the way in terms of just making things work paycheck to paycheck. Anything more for school, that makes it all the more difficult. So they put themselves in quite the bind even when it is trying to improve themselves through their education. What supports are there for those people that might be in place? Scholarships, can people apply for bursaries, things like that?
Most definitely. SIIT offers a really good programming system where the tuition could be covered, living allowance might be added, the supports are there.
Yeah.
Like I said, they're so client-based focused that we just want to see these individuals succeed. So if a client were to come in, say, for instance, and he wants to take the mining industry preparation program,
mm-hmm.
we'd do an interview. He'd be assessed by the manager, Tim Rusin.
Okay.
If accepted to the program, there is incentives there for tuition to be paid and also a living allowance to just kind of make sure that they can see through the program and get to the end of it.
Right. Well, and it's great to have that in place for people just because it can be that obstacle. It's like, yeah, I'd love to do school, but I got to worry about keeping my family with food on the table kind of thing. And sometimes it's just that cycle and cycle and cycle, and they're never going to be able to catch up, if you will, even though there's a in Saskatchewan, it's just such a huge labor shortage. We need the people in these positions, and they're fantastic paying jobs that can really go a long way for people into bettering their lives.
Exactly. And the program that we like to tend to hold is all industry driven.
Yeah.
So let's say, for instance, my manager, Tim, he'll go out and he'll just kind of meet with industry contacts and say, what's in demand? What do you guys need?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where our employer relationships come into part. So we're not just servicing our clientele, but we also are building relationships with employers, industry leaders, et cetera, to find out what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the jobs and who needs who and what industry's up, what industry's down. So we kind of like to base the programming that we're holding
mm-hmm.
based on what's going on out there. So if mining, if there's a big need,
mm-hmm.
that's the program we're going to hold. Say, for instance, the construction worker preparation program. If the construction is booming at that moment,
right.
We want to get guys through. You know, employers want trained individuals for those programming, et cetera.
Now, with being the Saskatchewan Indian Institute of Technology, people have, I know that question, is it then specifically and set up only for those who are First Nations people?
We have a mandate that we are a mm-hmm. First Nations organization, so the Aboriginal community is kind of the first people that we go to, but no, we're definitely open to any individual that comes through my door. I'm going to help you if I can. That goes for programming as well. Currently, we have Métis, First Nations, Filipino clients.
Yeah.
A Filipino individual guy, he's doing our ASP right now. So yeah, our doors are definitely open to everybody.
No, that's awesome. So for Yorkton, again, the local campus, where about is it situated?
Local campus is on Myrtle.
Okay.
253 Myrtle Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Our hours of operation are 8:30 to 5 p.m. Monday to Thursday, and 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Fridays. The contact number for the main office is 306-783-2224.
Mm-hmm. And again, joining us, Saul Peltier, job coach with the Saskatchewan Indian Institute of Technology's Yorkton campus. Saul, what are some other things that you really want to make sure people get the word and understand what the group and what the school's really all trying to do?
Well, maybe I could talk a little bit about the programming here, some of the courses that are upcoming.
Sure.
Right now, as I said, we're having our ASP, that's the Automotive Service Preparation Program.
Mm-hmm.
Next in line in January coming up is our, they call it the MIP, mm-hmm. the Mining Industry Pre-Employment Program.
Mm.
That's a 14-week course. We're still taking client registrations in for that. And like I said, it's open to anybody.
Yeah.
And the opportunities that that opens up for is working in the potash mines. You know, when there's great careers coming out of that, there's opportunities for indentureships, not just in the mining industry, but with the contractors that are going in the mines as well. So that's a really great program. Next thing coming up is our concrete forming.
Okay.
You know, for individuals looking to get into that trade.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's a preparation course, but it all of our programs are designed to really prepare guys for this, for particular industries.
Yeah.
So they get well-trained instructors come in, they get on the job, they get practical training as well as in-class training.
Mm-hmm. If we can, just as an example, the one teaching that automotive course as an example, the instructor where these people are selected from, I guess much like a lot of educational institutions, they're trained and they have that experience as well, just from working in the field often, more often than not, that's where their training comes from to teach, really. It's just from their own experience.
Yes. The current instructor that we have has 30 years experience in the automotive industry.
Wow.
Yeah, so they're learning from the best, and SIIT, we like to recruit the best of everybody just to make sure that our students, our clients, as well as the partners that we've created with employers know
mm-hmm.
that these individuals coming out of here are going to be top-notch trained guys.
Yeah, well, I wonder if someone's listening even today. They, not necessarily for themselves, but they know someone who they kind of want to push in that right direction. It's a mom, it's a dad, it's an aunt or an uncle worried for maybe a younger person in their lives. Obviously, it's up to that individual to take that step for themselves to walk in your doors to. But even a parent could probably likely come on in, get some information, kind of drop the paperwork kind of just around the house. Hey, have you considered this? Something to that effect. Do you have those kind of pamphlets, information guides down at the campus? Or where else could they maybe go to get more information?
We do. And, you know, they can also visit the online site.
Okay.
www.siit.ca.
Mm-hmm.
All the programming information for every institute will be on there as well. You can always come into the office, drop by, come and see me.
Mm-hmm.
If you have further questions or about registration or the program, you can come in and talk to me and I could go through the admission requirements, career opportunities. There's everything, all the information pertaining to our programming and services is readily available.
Now, just also as a clarification too, you mentioned beforehand this is open to all to come on down and learn more about the SIIT and all the programming that is available for the person who maybe left high school before even being able to finish as an example. Do they have to take care of that or should they just come to you guys first because it might be necessarily a case-by-case basis of what they really need beforehand to be admitted into SIIT?
There are requirements for some of the programming, but however, like I said, because I have a vast array of clientele
mm-hmm.
and they all have specific needs and wants and desires for career and educational goals,
mm-hmm.
I work with them on an individual basis.
Yeah.
So it's kind of find out where you're at, what's the type of education you got, where do you want to be?
Mm-hmm.
And as job coach, those are the steps that we're taking with them to ultimately help them reach their goals. But we have programming that requires a grade 12, mm-hmm. driver's license, et cetera. But then there's some programming that we have that all you need is grade 10.
Oh, wow.
So based on what mm-hmm. they want to do and their education level and where they want to see themselves, it's my job to kind of guide them to the right if you want to take, say, for instance, the mining program requires a grade 12 valid driver's license. If an individual comes and says, well, I really want to do this.
Yeah.
Well, there's steps that I would go for. Nobody gets turns away. It's not, well, you don't meet the requirements. Sorry.
Yeah. You're there to help them along
exactly.
the way.
Exactly. So if you need GED grade 12, if you need driver's license, we have programming.
Yeah.
We have things that we can do to help them achieve those to ultimately get to their career goal.
Mm-hmm. And compared to, say, like those university campuses where job coaches are dealing with literally thousands per job coach, a much smaller kind of ratio. You can likely see someone daily, weekly, however much is needed to kind of steer them in that direction.
Yeah, my door is always open, like I said, and you know we are busy at the SIIT, but everybody that comes in and does a registration with us or would like services or wants to speak to me about anything in particular, I'll always make myself available, and appointments can be made. I even will travel. So there, we have many, many First Nations surrounding the Yorkton area, and I'm going to all these places.
Yeah,
you know, our services aren't just in the office. We're going to go out and we're going to help the clients where they're at as well.
Good. And it's a great thing to have as well, developing those partnerships directly with the businesses too, because these are their future employees, and to develop a relationship early in the stages, it goes a long way too. And while it's great to have this program available to people all over Saskatchewan, again, we've been talking today though with Saul Peltier, job coach from here in Yorkton at the SIIT campus here. But if you are tuned in from other parts of the province or the area for that matter, you can look them up online to find out what's nearest to you. Saul, anything else before we wrap things up today?
Yeah, I'd like to mention some of the programs that we got coming up next year.
Oh, sure, yeah.
We have a heavy equipment operator program that's going to be starting in 2018.
Okay.
This is something that's been high in demand. So for individuals wanting to come and register for something like that, they're welcome. Auto body prep program we're having. Like I said, because it's our programming is industry-based. What's in demand? What's needed?
Yeah.
So the more...
Well, it helps just increase the likelihood of success.
Right. So the more clients we get coming in saying, you know, I'd like to do this, and all these statistics are taken in.
Mm-hmm.
And then we evaluate our program based on that. Same thing with the industry partners that we have, the employers that we partner with as well. If they're saying, hey, what do you guys got for this? Or this is big in demand. So we're really, really focused on our clients and the employers and bridging that gap of this is what's needed, this is what we need to provide, let's do this.
Great. Well, again, it's been great to have you on the program today. Any more courses you want to get out there?
I think I kind of covered it all. The ASPs keep going on now, the mining prep. We also have a small engine repair that's coming up. I think that is a 12-week program. If you have anybody has any questions, feel free to come and stop in the office. Like I said, we have all the programs are there and information pamphlets, services provided. All that information is there, and I'm always more than willing to sit down and talk with anybody.
Well, I've often said, too, trade school is such a great option for people, too. Maybe just something like a degree at university. It seems so far away in terms of years and years and years and years, and not just that, but dollars and dollars and dollars and dollars that can pile up, and just that concern of, oh, man, is this really something that I want? Well, nothing like just a few weeks to really figure that out. You'll know right away whether you're in it. Or if it's something that will capture you for something that you want to do for a career. So it's a great way to go for people with their education, and it's a great place to start somewhere ultimately.
Exactly. And like I said, with all of the programs that we hold, we offer practicums. When I first started here with SIIT, I had the opportunity to do a mine tour.
Okay.
And that was something different because I'm both afraid of heights and I'm claustrophobic.
Oh boy.
So
double whammy.
Yeah. Thinking about myself being a mile underground, you know, and then driving for 45 minutes underground, this really kind of freaked me out. But, you know, it was something that I thought, you know, I better do this so that I have that on hands experience so that when someone comes into my office, I can tell them, this is what you need to expect.
Yeah.
This is what the job entails and this is where we're at. And you know what? For those fears that I had, you know, it wasn't so bad.
Yeah.
And the mining industry seems like a great opportunity and career for anybody looking into it. But
good.
Like I said, the practicums that we have really set the individual up for knowing, is this something I want to do?
Mm-hmm. Now, one final time, people can either come by to the Yorkton campus, again, the location of that, and also phone number two if people want to give you a call.
So our career center is located on 253 Myrtle Avenue. The hours of operation are 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Thursday, 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Fridays. The main office number is 783-2224. Or if you want to give me a direct call, my business cell is 620-6782. I'd be happy to answer any of your questions.
Well, thanks so much again for coming in today and telling us all about the Saskatchewan Indian Institute of Technologies.
Thank you, Jordan.
It's Saul Pelche, job coach, again here in Yorkton. It's all you ever wanted to know. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, have yourself a wonderful day and be blessed.